that arming teachers is impractical, misguided, and we believe ludicrous.
NYSUD President Andrew Pallotta. The union represents more than 600,000 educators across the state. The union says it has received impassioned calls, emails, and social media posts since the president remarked teachers should be armed in the wake of the deadly school shootings in Parkland, Florida. But what does Pallotta think would be a solution to protect students and staff?
We would have to look at each school, what each school has in the way of security. We believe increasing security in schools should be on the table, something that is very important. We also believe in the value of guidance counselors, social workers, psychologists, the mental health services that would be available to all students.
WBFO News spoke with a veteran Buffalo Public School teacher who does not want to be identified for this story. But he told us if an active shooter entered his school, he has no doubt he would work to protect his students. However, he would not want to be armed with a gun at his school. The city teacher says the first step is to have metal detectors in all school buildings. NYSUD's Pallotta responded to that suggestion.
Metal detectors, if that's what the community feels would make them feel safer in the school and more security personnel, then we support that. We would support anything that makes sense to us. But we also believe that a lot of folks now are looking at gun control and common sense gun control as a way of really dealing with this. The weapon that was used, unnecessary.
The city teacher also suggested there be no glass windows on doors in the buildings of the schools and that districts should be able to hire retired police officers or former military members to help protect students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.